Thanks for downloading a 3CR podcast. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, Australia. We need your financial support to keep going. Go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online. Now stay tuned for your 3CR podcast.
Listen to us on 855 AM Radio Band, on 3CR Digital, or stream live on 3cr.org.au. Good morning, everyone. I'm really excited to be a part of International Day of Disability, Sunday the 3rd of December. It's just past 10 o'clock and you're listening to 3CR Community Radio on 855 Radio Dial. I'm Maurice.
And I'm Mario.
And we're the presenters of a new program called Chronically Chilled, which aims to provide a platform to those living with a chronic and invisible illness and explore topics that impact our daily lives. We will be featured the first Wednesday of every month, starting the 6th of December at 6 p.m. So even though I am excited to be here, I am filled with a little bit of trepidation because this is kind of like a coming out of the closet, so to speak, of to talking about my chronic illness and how it affects me. I have a heart condition and I was diagnosed about 5 years ago, and it's really altered my lifestyle, and it's drastically changed how I view myself. I have not wanted to acknowledge my condition for fear of being judged. And whether that's a real or perceived judgment, it has actually kept me from even acknowledging my illness to myself. It really does make me struggle with telling people about my illness for fear of people thinking I am less than if I can't do certain things. Having an invisible illness is kind of, for me, it is like a self-imposed prison sentence, because I struggle with daily challenges, especially my energy levels. And you know, when I see a flight of stairs or walking up a hill, I do feel like I can't do certain challenges that, you know, people would take for granted on most days. How has your experience been, Mario?
Yeah, so also really excited to be here, by the way. But I've kind of had a really complicated relationship with the word disability. I've also got a heart problem, but I was actually born with a heart problem. And for me, I've never really considered myself as someone who has a disability, probably up until very recently. And I think that's only because I've gotten bad, like really bad. So I kind of do acknowledge it now. But growing up, no one ever called me disabled, not even doctors kind of called me that. They just used to say sick or, you know, illness or whatever. So I never kind of considered myself that. And I think I was trying to work it out for myself. I don't even know how it happened, but I kind of got the message that people with disabilities are those who have physical impairments. They're the ones with the wheelchairs, you know, things like that. So being ill or sick is the way I used to kind of identify myself. Mm-hmm. I just didn't consider that to be part of it.
Yeah.
So, sure. Yeah, it's been a process to kind of get to the point now to kind of say, yeah, I am. Like, I do have a disability. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, it's at the same time, I've always fought against that word because I didn't want to have one. Is that similar with you?
Yeah, absolutely. I think my experiences have been when we hear the word disabled, it is always that the physical representation in society and mainstream media. That's how we acknowledge, you know, people living with a disability. So even though I was on it, on a disability support pension, I never wanted to acknowledge, and I still struggle with this on a daily basis, acknowledging that I have a disability, but it's an invisible one. You know, no one can tell that I've got a heart condition until, you know, I either name it and say it. But I really struggle with that on a day-to-day basis, getting people. I mean, it for me, it's really my internal struggle, because I growing up having that label, it has been, in my experiences, people living with a disability have been, you know, labeled less than, or, you know, people trying to fix them. And for me, having an illness where it's, you know, living with a chronic disability or illness, I don't want to be fixed. I want to come to a point where I can embrace it and go, hey, you know, it's okay to, you know, not keep up with the Joneses, even though my internal daily struggle is not having to, compromise myself. Yeah. So yeah. It is a constant struggle living with a chronic illness.
Yeah. I was literally on the disability support pension from a pretty young age. And I used to, I'm ashamed of it now, but I used to say, yeah, I'm on this pension, disability pension, but I'm not really disabled. Like, this is how much kind of the messages of kind of how I should view myself.
Yeah.
And I think one of the reasons as well is I've kind of avoided the term disability is because if you say you're if I would say I've got a disability, it's like it feels like I get a judgment back. Mm. And it's kind of like, okay, you're not doing well enough. Like, you need to work harder so you don't have a disability.
Yes, you know, trying to overcome something that, you know, is a physical manifestation of, you know, you were born with a heart condition. I, you know, got one like 5 years ago. So it's people trying to fix us or, you know, make us better to seem, you know, having a disability seems like a less than. You have to get better in order to be, inverted commas, normal again.
Yeah. I was on the tram the other day and I've got a tattoo that kind of is really symbolic around my illness.
Oh, wow, yeah.
And I was sitting next to someone who pointed it out and was asking about it and all that stuff. And mostly the response was fantastic. Like, she was really great. But as soon as I said I had a heart condition, she then said, oh, do you do this for it? And do you do this for it?
Mm.
And it's just like, no, but should I? Like, should I be doing more? Like, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So it's just, kind of like, I get that a lot. Like, you say, I've got a heart illness, and then people start kind of offering things that can kind of fix it.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, I've had that, you know, all that. They've certainly become medical doctors, you know, friends and family. Yeah. They become specialists. Oh, you should be doing this or you should be doing that. For me, I really struggle on public transport. Sometimes when I don't have energy, especially on hot days, you know, I just really need to sit down, and I struggle with this all the time because, you know, there's a seat specifically for, you know, people with a disability or, you know, pregnant women, et cetera. You know, there's a special seat, you know, closest to the tram door. And I've had a kind of a run-in with a guy who I asked, could I please sit down in this seat? And he only had his shopping bags there. He wasn't even sitting down on it. And he's like, no, and the tram was packed, and I felt so shamed to, like, you know, ask for the seat. And then the tram driver, he was awesome. He had actually said, oh, you know, do you need the seat? And I said, yeah, you know, I've got a heart condition. And, you know, to kind of prove that I had a heart condition, I actually had to, like, move my top down. I've got a defibrillator, which is an implantable device. So I got that put in last year, and for me that's a whole nother story, which I'll delve into another time, but it took me 3.5 years to even get one because I really didn't want to acknowledge my heart condition. But yeah, I've kind of pulled my top down to the side to show that I had a heart condition. And then the tram driver said, "Oh, could somebody offer this lady a seat?" And I was so embarrassed that I had to kind of say, "I have a condition. Can you please give me your seat?" Because it's not a physical representation on the outside unless I, you know, physically show my scar from a defibrillator. So, yeah, it is a constant struggle. I just thought maybe we can talk about a little bit more about that after a CSA. Awesome. We're going to go to a track by Eddie Wheeler called Push It.
Monday, so good to me.
Grown tired of the same old commercial claptrap in the morning?
Tune in 7am to Monday Breakfast for radical interviews, tunes and current affairs.
If you want your Mondays to be good to you, wake up with Lucy and Will.
7am on 3CR, 855 on your AM dial.
I think 3CR is the voice of the people, speaking back to the establishment and telling them what they think, and sometimes it's something they don't want to hear.
You're listening to 3CR Radio.
Okay, so that was Push It by Eddie Wheeler. You're listening to Chronically Chilled with Maurice and Mario on 3CR 855 AM, 3CR Digital, and live streaming on 3cr.org.au.
So today we're celebrating the International Day of People with Disability. It's fantastic that 3CR is putting on a whole day of broadcasters that are talking about disability and their experiences and, you know, issues that relate to that. The reason I think it's really important to talk about is because we actually don't get many opportunities to have a platform to talk about this stuff. So to actually have a day where it is about us in some ways and that we actually can talk about some of the issues that, you know, we kind of deal with on a daily basis and kind of some of the topics around kind of, you know, around invisible illness and chronic illness and stuff. So I just find that, you know, having a day like this is just really great.
Yeah. For sure. You know, some of the, I guess for me, it's shrouded in a little bit of taboo because invisible illnesses, as I touched on before, the physical representation in the media has always been that, you know, the blue placard with the wheelchair space sign, and that's how we, in the mainstream media, how we acknowledge people with disability. And I really struggled with this a few years ago when I had the placard in the car, and, you know, I'd put park in a wheelchair space at a parking bay and then I'd get out and walk normal and, you know, people would be just looking at me like, hey, what are you doing? You can't park in there. And they'd see the sign. They'd probably think, you know, oh, she ripped it off her grandma or something like that. And, my doctor gave that to me as a, you know, to give me extra time to get, you know, to the shopping done and things like that. But, yeah, because I don't have a physical representation of a, you know, a disability, it has been a struggle for me.
And it feels like that's why this day is even more important, because this is where the invisible part does come in. I feel like the discrimination for us is actually quite different to someone who has a physical impairment, for example, where they're often excluded from things. I feel like with invisible illness, there's almost like an attitude of they can do this. And people just assume that we can do a whole bunch of things.
Yes.
Like just a simple example of being with a group of people who decide to take the stairs because the lifts are taking too long. And I'm just like, no, I want to stay with the lift, please. Yeah. So I think like little things like that, like people just assume that we can do stuff.
Yeah.
And it's really hard to actually say, like, no, I can't do that. Like I need to take the lift or have a seat on the train or whatever it is. Like it's actually hard to speak up about that.
Yeah,
because
absolutely.
I have a fear of being judged. I have a fear of how would these people look at me now, you know, this kind of stuff. But I feel like if we don't, it means that it's kind of stays silent still, right?
Exactly. So like for me, my experience is exactly that invisible illness invites us to stay quiet about our condition because, you know, we look fine on the outside. And then, you know, if we label it and say it, you know, do we want to be judged? Do we want to be the less than or feel like the less than or I can't do this or X, Y, Z? So, yeah, it does really invite us to stay quiet, which then creates that whole hamster wheel of, you know, feeling like we can't talk about it.
And it feels like we just have to get on with it and do, right? And I can think of 1,000 examples where I've pushed it too much when I should have just gone, I should have called it and went, no, I can't do that. You know, so it not only invites us to stay silent, but it also invites us to just do more than, for me anyway, sometimes than I'm able to do. and to kind of push on, because again, you don't want to kind of have someone look at you in a way where it's like, what's wrong with you, you know, that kind of stuff. And I think one of the things we're going to cover in our show is going to be around discrimination and kind of even around employment and trying to maintain employment and things like that, you know, where we do kind of talk about how that can sometimes be a difficult space.
Yeah, absolutely. That's why, yeah, it is really exciting to kind of have a platform for us to be able to acknowledge people living with a chronic illness because of that, I guess, is it a perceived discrimination or is it, you know, that internal monologue, you know, do we face that, you know, in employment? Like, you know, do we have to acknowledge that or, you know, say that to our employers, I have a disability, and they kind of look at you like, oh, really? Okay. Yeah. And yeah, it's naming and saying what you can do, your energy levels.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited to be able to kind of explore these topics because I mean, having lived with it for 5 years, I know exactly the financial, the employment, my energy levels, and really coming to terms with living with it on a day-to-day basis and being it, you know, saying no, you know, or you know, to be able to just say, no, I can't do that. I don't have the energy.
Yeah. And we're going to have interviews and people that's going to come on the show and talk about their experience as well, which is good.
Yeah.
I kind of think that, it's having this kind of space where we can talk about this stuff. Because I was thinking before, like, everybody knows someone with a chronic or invisible illness, right? And somehow it's still kind of quiet. And it kind of gets individualized off where that person now has to deal with that on their own. Like, it doesn't get talked about in terms of a community care or things like that. It's kind of like this personal responsibility is kind of handed over to this person to now deal with it and deal with the outside world and, you know, all this kind of stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, it's going to be a great platform to be able to share that. Firstly, our experiences of living with a chronic illness, but to be able to open it up to, you know, to other people who have invisible illnesses like chronic fatigue and, you know, cancer survivors, you know, it really
mental
does.
Mental illness.
Yeah, mental illness. I mean, I must admit, mental illness does get a lot of more media exposure now, and that's fantastic. It's absolutely great. But yeah, I think to be able to talk about these things and to kind of make it less taboo. I mean, certainly for me to be able to acknowledge it coming on the air today to acknowledge it for me is like, a step in the right direction because for so long I wanted to keep it under wraps because I don't want to be judged and that really is it is I have struggled with it, but to be able to have this platform is fantastic.
And I think we have to also mention that we're in no way experts of all this, right? Like, we're still trying to figure this out on our own. Like, we're still trying to figure this out for ourselves. But we'd really love you to follow us on Twitter. So the hashtag is @chilled_3CR. So @chilled_3CR. We'd really love you to get involved with our Twitter handle and, follow us on that. And just another reminder that the first show is actually this Wednesday, the 6th at 6 p.m. It's going to be monthly on the first Wednesday of every month from there on.
Fantastic. Okay, we'll just go to a wrap up now and play a bit of community announcements.
This year, thousands of people seeking asylum will spend another holiday season incarcerated in offshore prison camps and Australian detention centres. Men, women and children are separated from their families, living in horrendous conditions and have no certainty of their future. Join the Asylum Seeker Resource Centre to let them know that they are not alone and we hear their plea for safety. Sign the open letter to deliver a message of hope to people seeking asylum and refugees by Christmas. Visit admyvoice.org.au. A 3CR supporter.
Able-bodied Australia does not realise that people with disabilities across the board are being discriminated against. Then the government to demand that we go out and get a job without removing the disincentives like the lack of access to transport and community infrastructure, without providing accessible buildings that can provide barrier-free employment. I'm not getting a fair go, and I don't like it, and I'm saying so.
You're listening to 3CR, 855 on the AM dial.
So we're back again. You're listening to 3CR. Just another reminder to please listen to our show on Wednesday, again at 6 p.m, which is called Chronically Chilled. I'd like to thank you all for listening to us today, I hope that you can tune into us unglowingly in our show. And we're just going to leave you with a track called Between Two Notes by Manikos Kostas.